O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 14, verses 8 through 17. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Father, You Are All We Need by Brian Eichelberger, Dustin Kensrue, and Zach Bolin. Each melodic line of this verse descends as if asking the Father to come down among us as it invokes parts of the Lord's Prayer. In contrast, the choruses push upwards with pulsing intensity. We lift our hands up to our Heavenly Father, ask for guidance, and proclaim our gratitude.
Our Father who in heaven reigns, how great and mighty is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, now here on earth as is above. Oh, give to us our daily bread, and keep our hungry spirits fed. May all our satisfaction be in you, whose grace has set us free. Give us hope, give us faith, help us trust in your guidance. From the depths of your grace, you have richly provided. Thank you, thank you, Father, you are all we need. Father, you are all we need. Thank you.
John 14, verses 8 through 17. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Our family recently bought a home. It's the first time we've owned any of the places we've lived in. I mean, I suppose technically the bank owns the majority of it, but our name is on meaningful paperwork, and we have the freedom to do work on it, to make it our own space, at least in theory. See, I'm not a particularly handy person, and that's due in large part to the fact that I was never taught how to make or fix things. See, there are resources out there that could help a person learn how to do things on their own, but I found that the most effective way for me to learn is to have someone come alongside and show me what to do, to teach me in a hands-on way what to do and what not to do. Thankfully, God has put such people in my life recently, so the prospect of homeownership is slightly less daunting than it was initially. Well, far more important than being able to do household tasks is following the commands of our Savior and King Jesus. But the question then becomes, how? Well, thankfully, Jesus hasn't left us to ourselves to try to figure it out. He doesn't just give us an instruction manual and a YouTube video and wish us luck. No, he has blessed us with his very Spirit as our helper. The Greek word translated helper here is parakletos. This word can mean helper, as we see in the ESV, but it can also mean intercessor, consoler, advocate, comforter. This is who the Spirit is. And we are promised that this Spirit will dwell with us forever. Forever. He hasn't simply committed to helping us for a season until we figure it out on our own. No, he is with us for the long haul. And he is with you right now. The Spirit of power, the Spirit of truth will be with you for all time. This means that you are never alone. This means that you always have access to God because his Spirit dwells within you. It's hard to think of a more comforting thought. So friends, no matter what you have going today, no matter what you are facing, you are not on your own. God's Spirit is in you to help, intercede, console, advocate, and comfort. Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that I may think what is holy. Move me, Holy Spirit, that I may do what is holy. Attract me, Holy Spirit, that I may love what is holy. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, that I may guard what is holy. Guard me, Holy Spirit, that I may keep what is holy. Amen.